Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome to the program, everybody. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Hour 2 of Episode 204, Canada's morning sports talk show, coming to you. Afternoon for a lot of our viewers and listeners today. And we invite those, or say hello to those listening on the live stream at rodpeterson.com/listenlive. Presented by Suds Full Service Car Wash. It was a stressful yet busy hour one. If you missed it, Derek Morris joining us from Arizona. 1,107 games in the National Hockey League. And boy, you can find out why he's a great coach now.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a lot to offer the game of hockey.
Big time.
And I just want to update our daily poll question for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center is a write-in poll today. And that is, what is your favorite sports movie?
I just tweeted mine.
What did you say? Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
It seems to be a two-horse race between Slapshot and Remember the Titans. But we've had a lot of good ones. Moneyball. And Clark pointed out people are really enjoying giving their opinions on these topics. Can we pull it off in society for 30 days? I don't know. When are people going to get bored? I notice there's not as much snickering and joking on social media. People aren't making as many jokes about it now. Because it is, I don't know, but... Did you say that it doesn't feel real? Does it still not feel real?
No, yeah, well, it definitely feels real to me, but it doesn't feel real in terms of when we were talking about the CFL being canceled, like the whole, it's on pause and indefinitely. It doesn't feel real yet because I'm not in the mode of training camps right around the corner yet. Once we turn the page and flip the calendar into May and we're not scheduled to start training camps in the second or third week of May, then it'll be real that the CFL might not happen on time. That part, it doesn't feel real. The whole pandemic, that feels real still to me.
I've seen people saying on social media that this is hell or we're in hell. And they're not joking. They're serious. Hey, you're not in hell. I've been there. This ain't it.
No.
It's not having power and having food in your belly. This ain't hell. Some people are, yeah. But to go on Twitter and say that, no, you're not. Our Elite Eight show topics today that we have not delved too far into any of them, but number one, the CFL Players Association Chief, the NFL Players Association Chief Medical Officer, Thomas Mayer, optimistic of a full NFL season, no disruption. That's not to say training camps won't be disrupted or the preseason, but he feels the regular season won't be. And by simple math, that's not real hard to figure out when you consider we've been through 2 weeks of it, three in some cases. May, April, May, June, July. You can see why he would say that.
Yeah.
And it's given a lot of people hope. Point two was Sean Payton, the Saints coach, was on ESPN this morning from his kitchen having coffee, where everybody really is if you're not working. You're working from home or so forth. He just said that would not be a big problem if players had to report to training camp without having been on the field together in OTAs and so forth. It's happened before, most recently 2011. Point three was, how does that relate to the CFL, which we never really got to, but some people are saying they're starting to get concerned. They got their Grey Cup tickets. They got their flights planned and their hotels to come to Regina. Will this even be a thing? I'm just saying, don't play the what-if game. Or as our friend, the viewer in Calgary, Jack Fulton said, don't get locked in stinking thinking. Stick on today and make today the best. Yeah. This stuff is out of your control. Hustler with us in a minute. Just hang on. Point four was I finished my book review. Finished the book, wrote a review on the Baltimore Stallions, The Brief Brilliant History. I asked the boys here, because they're a little bit younger, if they even care about CFL history. The resounding answer was yes, they do. So whether you want to read a book or not on it, I don't know, but I'll tell you the stories if you want.
Yeah, well, absolutely want to take a peek at it and read it, because there's a lot of history there of the CFL.
Point five, layoffs announced by the Owls, Stamps, Flames, Oilers. Who's next? You know it's coming. Point six, the NHL Players Conference call. Not a lot was covered on it the other day, but at least they're doing it. Point seven, would best of three playoff series in the Stanley Cup cut it for you? I think most people are saying that it would.
Yep.
And point eight is, what are you watching during this time? Is it Netflix? Is it replayed games on the Canadian networks? Is it something totally otherwise? Well, let's go out on video chat right now. Andrew Patterson joins us. better known as Hustler from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. There he is. Andrew, thanks for sitting through all of that. How are you, my friend?
Hot Rod, great to talk to you. Hey, it's crazy times. I don't know what the heck we're talking about for 4 hours a day on the radio every day, but this is where we're at right now.
That's actually my question to you. We're only doing 2 hours a day here, and it hasn't been that hard, but how are you doing 4 hours a day on TSN 1290?
You know what? We have had the benefit of some great guests, and we're just having different conversations. I mean, a number of the dudes that'll come on will talk about older stories, how they got into their career, certainly from media guys. I've got a number of former Winnipeg Jets come on, talk about that first year back in Winnipeg. And, you know, just some, it is giving us the opportunity to, go more down memory lane. And then, you know what, it's on us to be kind of creative and have some fun. We did a quarantine grocery fantasy draft a couple of weeks ago. We did a goon draft last week. So, we're filling time and, you know, obviously, we're getting the information that people need to know about COVID-19, especially here in Winnipeg and southern Manitoba. But beyond that, we do try to be a little bit of a break from the pretty heavy and serious stuff that we're surrounded with 24/7 right now.
Good for you. And I asked you that because I know what you're doing. I follow you on Twitter, and you guys are doing a great job. It ain't easy. People think that it is, but what do you got, Darren?
What was the number one pick in the quarantine grocery draft? I want to know.
First overall, this is a franchise player, generational, if you will. It's almost all you needed.
And that was frozen pizza. Ah, see, I knew it.
you could eat it for multiple meals pretty much every day through the quarantine. It was a no-brainer to me to go first off the board.
Well, boys, if I may, I owned a pizza restaurant. You can't eat pizza every day. I put on 25 pounds, Andrew. Mine would be G2G energy bars.
Ooh.
And by the way, I bought two huge boxes of them. So that's my quarantine. That's my number one off the board. Sneaky pick. Dark horse. Let me ask you this, Andrew, because you probably beat it to death, but our viewers and listeners might not have heard it. You guys, as in the Jets, came off that huge win at Edmonton. That was the last game. How much talk of there in Winnipeg that you guys might be jobbed of what might be an exciting finish to this season for the Winnipeg Jets?
You know what, Rod? I mean, the couple days after that game, and the Jets had won four in a row. They put themselves into a playoff spot. Now, if you break down the points percentage, they're actually, I think, a .001 behind. I believe it's Nashville. So there is the possibility they could get jobbed. I mean, from all the conversations coming out of the Board of Governors meetings, you know, assuming that they're able to get back on the ice, which, for the record, I highly they said that there would be some way to probably play off between the 7 and 10 and 8 and 9 teams. So I would imagine that if they're able to get back on the ice, the Jets would have an opportunity to compete for it. But to be honest with you, I mean, those couple days afterwards, it was so difficult to really focus in on what's happened with the hockey team because everyone's lives are being turned upside down. And I think it took a little bit of time for people to wrap their heads around the fact that, okay, well, hockey's done, but so is everything right now. And, you know, we can sit here asking the questions and, oh, how would the playoffs work, all that. No one really has any answers because of the unprecedented nature of where we're at as a society, never mind the sports fans.
So what is your take on the Bombers now? How much talk are you doing on them, for one? And for two, with camps postponed, what do you think that means for CFL football?
Well, I mean, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't real concerned. We spent a good portion of the show yesterday talking about it. Farhan came on with us out from Vancouver. And I mean, the bottom line is if they have to get to like an 8 or a 10-game season, the CFL is such a gate-driven league. Does that make sense financially for the league to do it? And what about the players? I mean, are they getting prorated their salaries for 18 games? I mean, there are just so many questions when it comes to getting football back on the field. And to be honest with you, Rod, and this is something that I've been thinking about a lot. When we come out on the other side of this, however long it takes, how different are things going to be? I mean, you talk about large gatherings and people coming together. I mean, that is probably what people are most freaked out about right now because of the ability to spread the coronavirus when people get together. I mean, if 20% of people, let's just throw a number out, when we get back and we start playing games, aren't really comfortable of being in those big crowds. I mean, what does that do to the attendance in a number of markets? And then there's the economy. I mean, obviously, you know, Winnipeg and Regina, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, we pretty much, you know where we're at economically. But I mean, if this wasn't happening, we'd be talking about what's going on with oil out in Alberta. I mean, where do the Alberta franchises and where's the business community after that? I mean, it's imposing, and there's a lot of real world questions that we'll be asking as it pertains to a lot of business, but also pro sports. Just the fact that it's covered from a fan standpoint, but you know, we just do not know how different things are going to be and what fundamental changes all of these leagues, but especially a gate-driven league like the CFL, the challenges that they're going to face.
Yeah, especially the leagues who are going to be taking to the field or taking to the ice immediately after this while there's still all of that uncertainty until we know that it's completely, completely gone and there's a vaccine and all of that stuff. NFL is probably in the best spot because they're the longest away. But, you know, I tend to look at opportunities and, you know, ways that this can be good for people. I think this benefits Winnipeg and the Blue Bombers if they play a shortened season. I mean, you got a quarterback who played really, really well in the playoffs and the Grey Cup, and Zach Caleros, who's got health concerns, so he doesn't have to take as many snaps or play as many games. You got a really good running back who's on maybe the back nine of his career, who's aging, so he doesn't have to take as much punishment. This could be a good thing for the Bombers, couldn't it?
Yeah. You know what? It's a great point, Darren. I mean, if we're talking about no OTAs and limited training camp, you know, you're basically talking about a team that won the championship last year and is looking to run it back with just about all of the foundational pieces that, you know, got them to the top of the mountain last year. So Mike O'Shea goes in, knows what he's dealing with. Obviously, with Lapolis going to Ottawa, Buck Pearce is the one guy that's really, you know, sort of impacted by this. I mean, installing a new offense or whatever tweaks or changes that he's going to have will be somewhat challenging with less time. But for the most part, I think you're right. The Bombers, as opposed to most of the other teams, pretty much set. They know what they're dealing with, as opposed to, I mean, think about a guy like Lapolis in Ottawa, who's trying to, you know, really recreate a football team with new personnel, new plans and all that without having the team get together. Certainly rather be in the Bombers position than a lot of other teams. But as we mentioned before, there's so much uncertainty about this upcoming season and what it means that they can just control what they can control right now. And obviously that's a little bit more advantageous than a few teams with big changes, especially at the coach position.
Andrew Patterson with us from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. Thank you, Andrew, for the time, by the way. A couple more questions for you. You seem just as happy to see the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl as you were to see the Blue Bombers win the Grey Cup. What's your story on being a Chiefs fan?
Well, you know what? This goes back to the mid-90s, working for the Moose. We were down there doing some games and got hooked up with some seats for a Chiefs game and met some people. A guy that's actually ended up being one of my best friends on the planet, you know, going to games. So I've been going down there. I don't know. I've probably been to about 30 games at Arrowhead. I was at the AFC Championship last year. Of course, the overtime game where the Chiefs never got it. So the thing that I love about it, and it reminds me a lot of why the CFL in the Prairies is so great, it's the tailgating, it's the event nature of the game going over the course of the week. And, yeah, I don't know, when you've been with a team for that long and they finally get it done, you you know, you make the most of it. I've been following losers for 30 years, and all of a sudden in the midst of 2 months, both my teams win championships, ending 29 and 50-year droughts. And of course, then the end of the world happens afterwards.
Exactly. Well, I'm always fascinated, and I always ask people why they cheer for the teams they cheer for, particularly if they're obscure ones like yourself and the Kansas City Chiefs. And a lot of times it is, I went to a game, I was there. It's, yeah. You know, it's just fascinating how they do that. And hey, Tiger King, go.
Rod, I will admit, I have not seen, like, I have not gotten into The Tiger King on Netflix. However, I would be lying if I said that I wasn't quite intrigued by what I'm seeing from Joe Exotic and the rest of this cast of characters surrounding it on the internet. But to be honest with you, the highlight of this entire Tiger King saga, from my perspective, Rod, was your tweet last week when you saw it saying, "What's the big deal? I know five guys just like this around Saskatchewan."
I wasn't joking. My cousin called me that night, Andrew, and we named them. We named who the guys were. You don't have guys like that in Manitoba?
You know what? There is a few of them. You get out of the city a little bit and into a few of the rural areas. Some of my friends down south. Bingo. And I'd be lying if I said there wasn't a couple dudes that reminded me from some of the stuff we're seeing on this show.
I still don't get it. I'm like, yeah, I know that guy. I grew up with that guy.
Hustler. Business as usual.
Exactly. Business as usual. Anything else for Hustler before we let him go, boys?
That's good.
Okay, we're good. Andrew, thank you for the visit. Keep in touch, and I'm here if you need me.
Absolutely, pal. We'll do something real soon. Shout out to all the gang out in Regina. Stay safe.
Thanks, Hustler. Oh, he's a beaut. Andrew Patterson joining us from Winnipeg. I'm not joking. My brother texted me, and Greg, that's all I'll say. My cousin texted me, Greg, and we just started naming. He's like, who are you? He goes, were you referring to your brother with the Wrangler jeans? I'm like, no. My brother's not like that. He wears Wrangler jeans, but he's not like Joe Exotic. But I was thinking of this guy. And then my cousin's like, and this guy. And we're laughing.
Oh, yeah.
His wife's laughing. And I said Yellowgrass because that's our top rival.
Yep.
But I was really thinking Milestone. I mean, I know guys like that from Yellowgrass, but I know guys every town.
Oh, yeah.
I think every town has guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just, and by the way, it's not just a rural thing. I mean, you comb some lounges in this town. When they're open, you're gonna find some guys like that.
Yeah. Big time. And they're gonna blend right in at Halloween.
I just can't take my eyes off it. And I'll say it again. Like last night, we got to the last episode, and Cindy's like, well, we might as well watch it. And I'm like, no! We gotta have something to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have to ration our Netflix shows.
Yep. Have to.
Hang on. We got Jordan Eberle coming up, and I'll say after Jordan got us, our director got us through some turbulence here. Smooth sailing on this flight today. Flight 204. We'll be back. It's Canada's morning sports talk show, the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Coming soon to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just ahead of a sports update, and Jordan Eberle joining us. I know, just ahead of the sports update, I'm just reading some of the viewers. If you joined us, we're camping again. We don't have our regular environs. The Facebook comments, for whatever reason, are down off my wall. I got to read them off my laptop. It's not a big problem. It's just different. Brady in Saskatoon writes in and says, the RP show should have their own plane for their vacation trips. Make it a goal when this show becomes big. That is a goal, isn't it? Our own plane?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's small potatoes. That's happening. Colin in Ottawa writes, Colin McNulty says, Hustler brings up a good point. What makes football so fun is tailgating. Prairie CFL teams get it, and the Argos had it for one season and then inexplicably got rid of tailgating outside of BMO Field. Part of the problem with these teams is the rotating people in the marketing departments. You just get something built, and those guys and gals are gone, and new people come in. They want to put their stamp on it. They want to go changing everything, but that's their deal. Dallas Fedorchuk's watching. He says it's not just rural Manitoba. That's on the Joe Exotic thing. Corey John writes in. He says, I interned with TSN 1290 a few years back, and Andrew Patterson was one of, if not the nicest guys that helped me hugely. One of the best. He is a really good guy. But I don't think hugely is a word, Corey. So back to school.
Well, that's Donald.
Sports update.
Bigly.
NFL Players Association Medical Director Tom Mayer is optimistic the 2020 season will take place. However, the union and the NFL will know a lot more in late May or early June about whether playing this season is viable. Mayer discussed the coronavirus pandemic and its impact on the NFL during an appearance on Adam Schefter's podcast. The NFLPA has created a COVID-19 brain trust that includes members from Harvard, Duke, Johns Hopkins, the CDC, the White House, the State Department, and the office of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Organizers of the Swiss indoors tennis tournament in Roger Federer's hometown of Basel says ticket sales will start on schedule on Thursday. The tournament is due to run from October 26th to November 1st. Organizers say tickets will be refunded should the coronavirus crisis continue and the Swiss tennis highlight not take place. The ATP Tour is currently suspended until at least June. Federer and his wife donated 1 million Swiss francs, which is about a million Canadian, last week to help families in need in his home country during the pandemic. He's a 10-time champion at the Swiss indoors and will turn 39 before this year's tournament. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RPSHOW and get discounts for RPSHOW fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca. For Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild Drive, Idlewild, is that an avenue or a street? Because it's Idlewild Circle Drive.
It's Idlewild Drive.
And Circle Drive.
Yeah.
Two drives can't meet.
But, I don't know, drives aren't directional, are they?
No, one is and one isn't. Corner of Idlewild and Circle. How's that?
That's good.
See at Wendell's, where it would be Taco Tuesday under normal circumstances, $13.99. Some of the best chicken tacos you're ever going to have. Is Eberle with us yet? But I think we should put in a plug for G2G Energy Bars, Ben Cahoon's G2G Energy Bars. Ben Cahoon! Fresh, all natural, healthy, delicious. Available for purchase in Saskatoon, but outside Saskatoon, you got to mail order them. Just go to their website, g2gbars.com. Seven delicious flavors. Ben Cahoon is the Canadian sales rep for G2G Energy Bars. And I tell you, there's nothing better to get you through the pandemic crisis than that.
Yeah, I agree. Opinion. Well, it does everything, right? And not to just get on the sponsor too much here, but it is. It's great. And it's so delicious. It makes you feel like you're eating a chocolate bar. So you're doing that binge snack eating.
But it's healthy.
In a responsible way. But it's healthy. Exactly. So that's what's great about the energy bars.
Taking your suggestions on our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today. It's not a poll. It's a write-in poll, if anything. What is your favorite all-time sports movie? Mine is Slapshot. I'm just reading some of the comments from our viewers and listeners today. Everybody's saying Slapshot, but it's come in for the longest yard. Question, of course, is that the original with Burt Reynolds or the remake with Adam Sandler? Maybe both. Chris Rock.
Yep.
That was a great one. They were both great. Bull Durham has a lot. The Replacements. Frankly, I never really got into it. The Replacements is a movie that I enjoyed the first time, not interested in watching a second, third, or fourth time around.
Okay. I get that.
That's just me.
Yep.
I get Nick Falco. I get they bring in the strippers from the local strip club to be the cheerleading team. Like, I get all that. But it wasn't really real to have. You know what, where they lost me is when the kicker came out smoking a cigarette, put a cigarette down to kick a field goal. I'm like, that wouldn't happen. That's not right.
The rest of it, you're kind of, okay, I can get into this.
Yeah, but that's just dumb.
Yeah.
But I do remember with the Riders at the time, Paul McCallum's teammates were trying to get him to do that, to walk onto the field with a cigarette, put it down on the field and kick a field goal. And McCallum wouldn't do it.
Oh,
could you imagine?
That would be the biggest badass move ever. If he did that in the CFL in a game, that'd be cool.
His teammates were trying to get him to do it.
What would you do if you're the ref? He's there.
What's illegal about it?
Doing his three steps, smoking a dart. I don't know. You could burn somebody. If someone comes close to blocking it, just put the cigarette out on the wrist or something. I don't know.
Tell you again, his teammates were trying to get him to do it. Moneyball. Some people are writing in with their favorite by sport movies. Tyler Wood writes us. He says, Moneyball for baseball, Varsity Blues for football.
That's a good one. Varsity Blues was really, really good. Nobody's written in with Youngblood.
Great show.
Yeah. Youngblood was really good. Hockey show.
Iraqi. Wasn't that the fight, the goon that he had to fight?
Yeah.
Nick Racky, I think, was the guy's name.
Had to fight him. Oh, yeah.
That was Dean Youngblood's, that was Rob Lowe's coming out party.
It was, wasn't it? It was really, a phenomenal movie. Not quite in terms of mainstream, big, popular, but it was really good. You had Longest Yard, you had Any Given Sunday in there. There's a lot of sports movies that are really good. Gridiron Gang, The Rock, and Exhibit. I think Exhibit was in that one where he's in the correctional center. That one was really good. Gridiron Gang, I liked that one.
Necessary Roughness is a very underrated movie with Kathy Ireland and Scott Bakula.
Yep.
Did you see it?
No. No.
You know of it.
I know of it. Yep. I don't think I've seen it. I know of it.
Oh. Story time. Here we go. Anonymous texter writes in from the 535. As we await Jordan Eberle joining us from Long Island, anonymous texter says, Rudy and We Are Marshall. You've seen We Are Marshall?
Oh, yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about Red Dawson, how I met him?
Nope.
His little brother, Rhett Dawson, was a Rough Rider, and Rhett went into the Plaza of Honor, whatever year it was, I can't remember. Yep. I want to say 06-ish, 05, 06. Anyways, brought his whole family up, and one was Rhett Dawson. We got Ebbs? Pause the story, but I'll tell you how Rhett Dawson, the star of We Are Marshall, who was played by Matthew Fox, told me that this movie was coming out, and he was the central figure of it. And I'm like, yeah. I'm just thinking some Lifetime, made-for-TV, crappy movie.
Right.
No.
Not so much.
Major Hollywood motion picture, We Are Marshall. So, as we continue our tour around the continent, joining our friends amid the pandemic, we check in with New York Islanders forward and new father, Jordan Eberle, joining us from the couch today. Good afternoon, Ebs. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. You know, the last time we had you on, you said, that you had the birth of your first child upcoming. None of us saw this pandemic hitting us, but this is what's happening with you. Am I right in saying, from a family perspective, it's not the worst time for this?
Yeah, the timing of all this was, couldn't have worked out really better for me. as weird as it is to say, obviously a lot of people are struggling with health and whatnot, but for me, getting some time off to be here with obviously my daughter, help out my wife. It's been great. Obviously miss hockey, but get to spend some time with the family and learn all about this little one now.
Well, so tell us how the process went. Obviously smooth. How's everybody doing and how's it changed your life here in the early going? Tell us about it. We got all day.
I got all day too, so I don't know if you want to get me talking that long, but we were on the West Coast. We were on a road trip in we're doing Calgary, Vancouver. We played Vancouver Flew to Calgary, and funny enough, obviously I live there in the summer, but I got a call from my wife the day before the game, and she said, you know, baby's coming, so you got to get back. So I jumped on a plane right away, and we landed in Grand Forks to refill, and funny enough is when I got the text on my way home that the season was canceled. So it was like a whirlwind of things going on. I got home, and a couple days later, baby came, and you know, that's kind of been my priority as of late, but you know, trying to stay in shape and trying to figure out what the heck's going on in that aspect as well. So I feel like I'm stuck in limbo a bit, but it's been great so far, just kind of hanging around with Collins, and both girls are doing good.
First grandchild for your parents or not?
It is the third. First girl.
First, okay, so that comes with its own special amount then. I get that. That's good. Well, I'm sure everybody's excited about it. Now, Ebs, I know that you're a guy like every NHLer that takes your health and your conditioning very seriously. So, I mean, we've talked to a lot of athletes in the last couple of weeks, and not many are doing anything other than riding the bike at home, Peloton, maybe going outside for a jog, lifting weights. What's your regime been like?
Very similar. You know, we got a gym in our basement, so I'm trying to stay as active as possible. It's funny when you're in the middle of the season, you don't really feel, you know, you think about how your body's doing and the aches and pains, but you kind of just play through it. But once you take a couple weeks off and you get back to working out, you know, that stuff kind of gets a chance to heal and your body starts feeling good. So I took a week or two off just to try and heal some stuff, but once I got back working out, it's been good so far. The body feels good. I think more than anything, I'm just kind of anxious to figure out what's going on. Much like most people, I think you know, if we start the season right away, it'll be, you got to make sure that you're in shape, or else you're obviously going to get hurt. You're not going to play well. There's just certain aspects that you need to try and keep your body going. And I'm not a young buck anymore, so I got to try and stay in shape as much as I can.
You know, it's funny because it just shows how everybody's different, because Shane Knighty said he figured you guys could get back to shape in a week. Brent Sopel said only takes 2 days to get out of shape, but everybody's body's different, right? And where are you, if you don't mind me asking, getting your info from, Ebs? Is the Players Association, the Islanders themselves, your teammates? How are you keeping informed?
Yeah, we've had a couple conference calls with the PA, and information being passed from GMs to us. But I mean, a lot of it is the same stuff that everyone else is receiving. You know, from a player's perspective, obviously we'd like to get going as soon as everything happens, but I can't see it in the foreseeable future, anytime soon, at least, with some of the bans that the government's putting in place. So, and then going back to working out, you know, it's, if you've played hockey and at a high level, you know that, you know, you can ride the bike, you can work out, you can lift weights, you can run, but there's nothing that translates as much to, you know, getting on the ice and actually putting in the work there. So, you know, I'm a strong believer that when things do come back, you know, going, we're going to need, you know, a week or a little bit to at least some skates to get our lungs under us and get our legs under us so that, you know, the product that we're putting on the ice is good.
Ebs, I got to ask you this, you know, so I was in Vegas when you guys were there, but the Golden Knights said, look, we're skating in Summerlin. The Islanders, if they're skating, is at T-Mobile. You got to pick one. And since the Knights were the ones that invited me, I said, I better stay and watch your skate. So I never did get down there to see you. I apologize. But I was at the game. And here's my question. You guys lost 2-0. The place went nuts because 18,000 people get a case of free donuts from Krispy Kreme donut with a shutout. Yeah. So I was kind of hoping for you not to score late, but when you're playing in Vegas, can you do you notice what's going on around you? Because I've never seen anything like it before, and I've been in a lot of places. What's it like from a player's perspective going in there?
I love it. I know a lot of the guys on my team and guys who play there love it. It's I mean, you've been there. It's like you're it's like a show. It's entertainment. You know, they got the dancers, they got fireworks going off, the music's loud. And I think it just creates an energy in the building that it's hard to surpass in a lot of rinks. So, for me, you know, from the first time I played there, it immediately jumped to the top of the list of the places that, you know, I enjoyed playing just because of the atmosphere, the way, the city got behind them and, you know, just entertainment value. It was a fun place to play. There was a lot of energy in the rink.
Well, I wondered how much you see it, because down at warm up, took my brother on the trip, and I was on the glass, pounding on the glass, trying to get your attention. I had my camera out, and the dancing girls were behind the glass, and you guys really were trying to avoid them. So I just wondered how much you see or how much you pretend not to see.
No, I love it. It's you know what, it feels like you're at a, when during warmups, like the music's going loud, they got the fireworks, everything. It feels like you're at a club in Vegas in warmup. So it's not hard to get up for those games.
Jordan, have you guys ever had a chance to enjoy Vegas? Not, you know, maybe go out and party and do all the crazy stuff, but have you ever been at the end of a trip where you've been able to stay an extra day, at least go to a casino, do something like that? Or is it always every time a business trip?
It's a business trip, but I've always said, I mean, there's different sides to Vegas. You can go there and party and have a good time and, you know, feel like crap going home. But I mean, you can go there and, you know, for us, I mean, it's a good chance to, let's say you got a night off, you go out for a nice dinner, go to a show. There's stuff you can do there that you don't have to, you know, make your body feel bad. So, you know, we take it as a business trip, and everywhere we go, I mean, it's the same. So, I mean, there is nights off where you maybe, you go go have a nice dinner, have a glass of wine or whatnot. But for the most part, our season is so condensed. We're playing every second day. You got to take care of yourself or you know, you're going to be pushed out.
Yeah, I've actually recently experienced that side of Vegas. It's nice. You don't have to kill yourself down there when you go. And by the way, Ebs, on the New York thing, I was never really clear on this because they got a new NLL franchise there in New York, the Riptide. They're in the same rink as you, are they not?
There.
Yeah. So, oh, you broke up a little bit. Sorry. Are we losing Ebs?
Let's go full screen.
Go full screen for a second and come back. All right. And then back to Ebs. Sorry. We just had a little digital distortion there, Ebs. What is the situation? Can we go back to Jordan? Do we have him?
Not yet.
No. He disconnected. Well, I only really had one more question left for him, and that was the Coliseum. Everybody said that it was a dump, right? Falling apart, worst rink in the NHL. And then they go to Barclays Center, and then they come back.
Well,
are they splitting half a year, or what are they doing?
Yeah, I know. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about that, too. And what's it like from the player's perspective? Because all of their fans from the island, it's a long ways to get. Is it Manhattan where the Barclays Center is?
Brooklyn.
Or Brooklyn, I mean. Yeah, so it's a long ways to
other
travel
side
down
of Manhattan
there.
Yeah, from like
an hour or whatever they got to drive to get there. And then they didn't like the atmosphere wasn't great. It wasn't the best for hockey, even though it's a beautiful, very luxurious arena. They love going back to the Coliseum, the Nassau Coliseum. So it'd be interesting to see what it, you know, it's like from the player's
perspective. That's my question.
Yeah.
That's my question. You guys going to let me know when we got him? Do we have him? We got him. The boy's telling me that you're back, Ebs. My question is with the Coliseum, Nassau County Coliseum. Are you guys playing all your games there half the season? What's the deal? What's your home schedule like in New York?
I'm going to mess this up, but I want to say we played, of the 41 home games, we had 13 at Brooklyn and the rest were at the Coliseum. So I guess if the season were to resume, I want to say we had two or three left in Brooklyn and then the rest were at the Coliseum. Then playoffs that they had decided that all the games will be at the Coliseum. So, I mean, for the guys and the players on Long Island, the Coliseum's close to home. It's a 5-minute drive. So the commute's easy for us. It makes it easier. The fan base seems to like it, it being on Long Island. And then, for Brooklyn, I mean, it's just a different rink for us. A lot of us take the train or you take a car into the city, which is about an hour and a half. And then, it's about the same home. So logistically, the commute's a little easier for the Coliseum.
Right. So it's a bit of a pain, but you get through it. You do what you got to do. So you broke up when I asked you about the lacrosse team. So you're sharing the Coliseum with them?
I'm pretty sure we are, yeah. You know what's funny? I haven't really seen them around, but I'm pretty positive they play there.
Yeah, well, their season just got going, by the way. And if they've played two home games, that would be a lot. But let me just ask you this. How are you liking New York compared to growing up in Regina and spending all those years in Edmonton? I mean, it's a trip, as they used to say. How do you like living in the biggest city on the continent? Or at least in America?
Yeah, it's a change for sure. I mean, I grew up in eastern Regina, so to come out here, I mean, it's funny because I went from Regina to Edmonton and, you know, Edmonton gets a bad knack for, you know, it being cold and you get a lot of free agents. They struggle to go there and it's always been the case in the NHL, but for me, it was like moving to a big city from Regina to Edmonton. I loved it. But then going from Edmonton to New York, it was a change. So, I mean, there's a ton to do here. There's how many sports games going all the time. There's shows, there's dinners. But, you know, I still love going back home. There's something about being home that you get some fresh air. It makes it a little easier.
Last one for you, Ebs, is from producer Clark. What was it like the night John Tavares made his return to New York from your perspective?
I felt bad for him, to be honest. You know, the guy, he had done a lot for Long Island, and the way that, you know, he was getting booed and they were throwing snakes on the ice. But I mean, the fans here are passionate. You never want to go against them. There were three of us last year who were free agents, Nelson, myself, and Lee, and we were all, you know, joking around that we can't leave this team. The fans disown you. So, but they're passionate. They love the island, and I think that's why a lot of people love playing here. But yeah, John doesn't get the happiest response when he comes here.
Well, see where it goes from here. I don't think he regrets the decision. But we're all watching up here. Where's your jammies? Remember that chant?
Oh yeah.
Where's your jammies?
They were throwing snakes at them. They had everything going.
All right. Ebs, I appreciate the time as always. Hope to see you on the ice sooner than later. But good luck with the new addition, and I'd appreciate it. Stay safe.
Thanks, Rod. Yeah, you too. Take care, guys.
Jordan Eberle checking in from home today, and that was a very insightful interview, too.
Oh, yeah.
Nice work lining that up, Clark. We got a break. We got still lots to get to today. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming soon to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Tuesday morning, couple segments left here, episode 204, as we called it earlier, flight 204, experiencing considerable smoothness now. Return to your seat.
Yeah,
freedom to move about the cabin.
Freedom
is granted.
About the cabin. Yeah.
But it's not really.
No. Within 6 feet.
I want to say to our crew, nice work, boys, on pulling this together today.
You know what I
think? A little stressful for everybody. And we're not going off the air yet, so just hang on. I'm just dropping some bouquets at people's feet.
You know what I feel like? I'll say it. I watched Star Trek when I was a kid. The Next Generation. So there was Picard, and I can't remember. It's been a long time, so I don't remember all the characters. But yeah. I feel like my chair here, and the coffee table's kind of been mine now, and you got yours. Nobody else is allowed to sit in here.
Well, they're not.
So more than ever, it feels very much like my little cockpit or my station, and you got yours, and so
works
that pilot kind of theme. This, yeah, it feels like that.
Guy writing us on Twitter, he goes by the handle at Eastern Sailor One, writes in about the Eberle interview and says, "Class act with honesty. Great job, RP. I didn't do anything. It was Jordan, but that's the way that he is. I met this Eastern Sailor guy at Touchdown Atlantic last year." He's a sailor from the East, hence the Twitter handle.
Yep.
And he said the many years or times that he's been on a boat on the Atlantic Ocean listening to me call Rider games. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. Now, it's too bad that's gone, listening to games. And now you hear from the guy that was trapped on the cruise ship in Peru that they were sitting there listening to reruns of this show to pass the time, anxiety and stress. So nothing's changed. It's still a cool feeling.
It's very cool.
Really cool feeling to help people through tough times or past the boredom or whatever. Now, Ebbs texted producer Clark and said he forgot to tell a story. That's always the worst feeling. And I think I forgot this story, that Jordan Eberle was seventh player. You know, for those that don't know, I don't know, do NHL teams do it? Most junior teams do. They bring out a little minor hockey kid, boy or girl, and they are the seventh player, and they come out and skate around the ice with the team in the introductions. And for the Pats, it was Jordan Eberle. And what did he say his favorite team was, or his favorite player was Derek Morris? Was that Jordan Eberle's favorite player was Derek Morris. And then how many years later, he's playing for the Pats and then playing against him in the National Hockey League. And Derek Morris is a very unheralded player. Like 1,107 games? I didn't think he played that many games in the National Hockey League.
Right. Never really had the notoriety of being a top two defenseman or a top, an all-star. Was he an all-star?
Well, I think in Calgary for a while he was in the top two.
Yeah. But, you know, in terms of that kind of notoriety as being a top, you know, five or six defenseman in the league. But the guy who can play that long and be that steady and that reliable has a tremendous amount of value and always had a home. There's only reason you play 1,100 games.
For sure. And then just Jordan Eberle sitting on his couch watching the show thinks it's pretty cool that he's on the same day as Derek Morris.
Yeah.
And that was his story.
He's on the same day. He got on the ice with him as the young, seventh Pat when Derek Morris is on the ice with the Pats, and then he gets to play against them.
But that's the thing is, on one hand, I don't know. I'm trying to get my mind around the fact that it doesn't seem like that long ago. Derek Morris looks like he could still play.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, that was the era of the Baltimore Stallions. Like, everything's coming together. Worlds are colliding, Jerry. And I'm like, was it a long time ago or was it not?
Right.
I can't. Are we old or are we not? Because I don't feel old.
Had the same feeling when I was doing the television broadcast for Barrett Jackman bobblehead night.
Yeah.
You know, and the guy's got the cane and he's, because his hips and stuff or his knees from playing and getting beaten down so much in the NHL. And I remember him in junior. And that was not that long ago.
It wasn't.
But yet it feels.
News flat. It wasn't. The fact that he came out with canes was because he just had hip surgery.
Exactly.
He doesn't need them every day.
No.
But I'll just say this before we break. One thing about Derek Morris. I was born in 72. He was born in 76. It's not that far apart. And I remember, I think he was born in 76, maybe 78. That's still not that much. And I remember when the Pats came through Calgary the next year when he was playing for the Flames, he came down to the hotel to see us. And he pulled out his first pay stub from the Flames. He's like, "Hey, Roddy, look at this." Pulls that out of his pocket, and we're like, "Oh,
wow,
the money.
That's cool."
Oh, yeah. He just couldn't believe it. And I think to this day, he can't believe how much money he made playing a game he would have played for free.
Yeah.
Anyways, we'll break and be back with Overtime. That'll be fun. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show.
It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause, Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for Overtime, everybody, presented by Emerald Water. No sports on tap to get to, unfortunately, again. What day is it, Clark? 19 without 20? Day 20 without sports, I believe, today. But not day 20 without sports talk. We've all managed, with your help, the viewers, to get through so far. John Heaps is watching in Scottsdale, Arizona. He says, great bouquets for staff, teamwork. Or he goes, great bouquets for the staff, teamwork counts. I hope we're back to normal tomorrow in terms of the comments coming up on the wall, because it is a bit of a pain trying to read them, relay them. It's not that big of a deal. It's just not normal.
Yeah, you know what? It's just like the coffee pot not working for a day. Not a big deal, but man, does it throw you off. Right?
Yeah. Some late entrance in the favorite sports movie question. That's our Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center poll question today. Would you say Happy Gilmore came in?
Happy Gilmore and Cool Runnings. Two that... Eddie the Eagle was another one on the Olympics. That one was good recently.
Caddyshack has come in.
Caddyshack. Yeah, there's some good ones.
Feel like we're going to get tired of talking about this crap soon.
Yeah. I know.
You get that sense?
I want sports back.
I don't mean on this show. I mean in the world. Twitter, it's fun, but...
Exactly. And you know what? We're going to be fine. It's not that we're going to get tired of talking about it and that the show is not going to continue. Like, it's not like that. But I'm with you. Like, everybody's just drawing at straws here. What kind of question? I've been tagged in so many darn things on Twitter.
And challenges. Stop challenging me.
Yes, please. Respectfully, I decline.
No, disrespectfully, stop challenging me. I'm not doing push-ups for you.
I enjoy the social nature of it, and I enjoy being thought of and tagged and stuff. But sometimes it's... And tag five of your friends. And I'm like, I don't want to know anybody. I'll respond with the thing, but I forgot, you know, happened to conveniently forget to tag people in it because I don't want this to continue.
I got to be honest. I would say this.
Is that wrong?
No, not at all. I agree with you. I'm saying it more rudely than you are. Clark has informed me of breaking news, and this is breaking news. Continuing with the theme that the National Football League has chosen not to participate in the pandemic, their breaking news today is that the teams have approved adding two playoff teams for this upcoming season. You realize if we wanted to just be that guy or those guys or that show, we could sit here and talk NFL football for 2 hours every day and you wouldn't even know there was a pandemic, because you know what? That's what a lot of shows are doing.
Yep.
You know, I back to our Elite Eight show topics, the number one today was that the NFL Players Association chief medical officer is optimistic of a full season. When you do the math, you think of the months, you could see how this could happen. So you could ignore every other league and just talk about the NFL, which basically that's what what ESPN is doing. Mm-hmm. They've ignored every other league, which I think those other leagues are fine. Yep. They don't like being on the center stage at a critical time. The NFL doesn't care because they're not midseason or still in season. Like the NHL and the NBA.
Yeah, and the NFL's got a 4-month runway on the CFL in terms of starting.
Yeah, they're in the perfect position.
You know, when preseason's what, in May in the CFL, end of May, and it's into September in the NFL, you've got some time. So, yeah, no need to panic. No need to change anything. Keep the excitement going. But of course, they're paying attention to it, and they're not going to just play in the middle of this. But, hey, they've got the most runway right now and the most reason to be optimistic. So why wouldn't you be?
I'm just saying, lucky them.
Yeah, it is for sure. And the networks are full steam ahead. There's so much to talk about, and that's, you know, you want to keep your if you're assuming that your league's going to continue, you're not going to fold up shop. The CFL is going to continue even if you happen to lose half a season. The NHL is going to continue next year even if you lose here. Then keep the conversation going in terms of the scenarios and how does it change things and, you know, what teams, you know, benefit from this and don't benefit from this and the players and,
well, there's a lot to be said for that little blue check mark. I keep hearing it all the time on Twitter for the guys that you follow, because you could throw out on Facebook or Twitter what you think's going to happen and just get bashed six ways from Sunday, which I have, by the way, and I don't care. I've kind of made a career of it. But Pierre LeBrun with The Athletic, he's really making me grateful or realize that I made the right choice in subscribing to The Athletic, because his columns have been great. Mm-hmm. And he's been saying the NHL is looking at June, July regular season, August, September playoff. And so it's cool to have Derek Morris or whomever jump on, NHL alum, and say, I don't think there's going to be any more hockey. Or even current NHL broadcasters and say the same thing.
Yep.
I'm like, really? Because I'm reading otherwise. And to see people get in absolute Twitter wars and say, you're whistling in the dark. You're an idiot. That's one of my favorite ones on Twitter that I hear.
Just random.
Right. How do you know any more than this guy? How do you know?
Well, and you have to please do a favor and think, like, take off the blinders for a second and open up to the idea that people can operate in a different world than you or I operate in. And I know that one of the biggest questions when it comes to sports returning is the borders being closed. Well, that's all about control, right? It's the same thing with the bubble world, the bubble stadiums, in terms of playing games in empty stadiums and having your controlled environment. You could fly people in. You can, if it came down to it, Alexander Ovechkin would be likely allowed to fly back into the United States, but it would be, everything would be a complete controlled environment from the moment he gets on that airplane to the moment he gets back in. He would be administered a test for it. He would go into 2-week quarantine. Like, you know what I mean? It's all about, control. When it comes to the general public flying in and out and airports being busy, you can't control where everybody's been, who everybody's been in contact with. But when it comes to the NFL or the NHL, they'd be able to have that control, and so there'd be these special circumstances that would be allowed, I'm sure.
From our viewers, and again, I'm not getting all of the comments, but I'm getting some. Landon Andre writes, and he says, don't give up on the challenges. We got to hold Bo Levi Mitchell accountable. Can anybody check on Bo Levi? Wiki, wiki. He's taking this self-isolation far too seriously. He's not even responding to challenges. It's not irresponsible to not respond to somebody on Facebook. Come on, Bo. People will continue to vote on this for the next 24 hours on our top sports movie. We're not going to do a bracket or anything like that. But Jeff Kozak writes in and says North Dallas 40. Frankly, that might have been the most realistic pro football movie ever. Seriously. You talk about the dark side of the game away from the field. Don't nod your head.
I don't remember it. No, but I've heard of it. I've heard of it.
Teasing you.
Never watched it.
Teasing you, of course.
I know you are.
Tom Geiger writes in The Blind Side. And I got to say something. That kid Ogden with the Baltimore Ravens on which that movie was based.
Michael Orr.
Yeah. Fantastic career in the National Football League.
Yeah, he spent some time with the Titans, too.
Yes.
Ended up with the Titans towards the end of it. And a lot of that was just the name now that went along with it. But I'm surprised it took that long for The Blind Side to come out as one of the choices.
Yeah.
It took a while.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
What's the girl's name in it?
Sandra Bullock.
Right. And Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
SJHL has written in, "Hey, squad, just wanted to say we miss you guys." Oh, please don't get tugging at my heart, SJHL, because when I think about the junior hockey playoffs being canceled, that's what sends me into a little pity party.
We're supposed to
for everybody
on a private plane going to Flin Flon.
We're supposed to be on a private plane. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
We're thinking of you too, SJ. I could sit here and read these comments all day, but I'm going to go off the air because it looks like we've got a meeting at hand. So thanks for everybody for participating today. We got through another one. Somebody wrote in here. Who is it?
Another day off the calendar.
Bill. Did you see that?
It came up
from Bill Lothian. And he says, "Thanks, guys. Another day off the calendar. Keep up the great work." We got through another one. Thanks to Jordan Eberle, Derek Morris, our entire crew. Hustler, we'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.